Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We're continuing this week in our series called How to Live Free from Oppression. We can look around our world today and see people everywhere we go who appear to be oppressed in some area of their life. Perhaps they can't seem to ever experience joy in even the simplest things in life. They never have a feeling of happiness or satisfaction. Perhaps they have a feeling of impending doom or constant anxiety or fear. Or they may have evidence of just long-term depression of some kind. Oppression comes from the enemy of our soul. Jesus, it is said in Acts 10:38, went around doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's the description of Jesus' work while he was walking on this earth. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We know oppression comes from Satan himself. And yet, even Christians sometimes have experience of measures of oppression coming against them in their lives. How can this be when we've been bought by the blood of the Lamb, set free by Jesus Christ, free from the law of sin and death? And yet, we are warned in the epistles by the Apostle Paul that we are to be careful that we do not allow Satan to have a foothold, we find in the book of Ephesians. Now, how can Satan get a foothold in the life of a believer? He wouldn't have had to warn us in this way because he was speaking to the Ephesian Christians at that time if there was not a way that Satan could actually get a foothold in a Christian's life. And yes, we can, by an act of our own will, allow some amount, some degree of oppression to enter our lives through choices that we make. Satan is a legalist, and he looks for legal access to a Christian's life. He cannot simply run and jump on your life and bring oppression and trouble and disaster upon you. He has to look for a legal entrance. And when we allow certain things that are opposed to the Word of God into our life, it is an open door for oppression by the enemy. Today we're going to talk about the open door of offenses. God wants us as Christians to live the life of a person who is unoffendable, meaning regardless of what happens to you in your life, regardless of the words or actions or treatment of others, you make a decision that you will be unoffendable. You will not take up an offense or become easily offended by the actions of others. And yet most people are easily offended. In Luke chapter 17, verse 1, Jesus said, "It is impossible that no offenses should come." He was describing the reality of our fallen world, that we live in a world where you are confronted continuously with the opportunity to be offended. And yet God wants us to be people who are like Jesus. They live an unoffendable lifestyle. Matthew 24:10, we find the words of Jesus in a passage where he's describing some of the elements that will be observed in the end times. And one of them was, "Then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another." We live in that day when many are offended. And Satan brings offense to your doorstep to attempt to gain a foothold in your life. In fact, I like to call offenses spiritual booby traps laid by Satan in an attempt to get a foothold into your life. The word offenses mentioned in Luke 17:1 and the word offended in Matthew 24:10 come from the same root word in the Greek, which means to entrap or to snare or to trip up or to occasion to fall or to entice to sin. Jesus told us that we would have to deal with offenses in this world. An offense is an opportunity to sin. When you become offended at another person for any reason, you are falling into a trap laid for your soul. A Christian cannot live a victorious life in Christ Jesus and harbor any offense whatsoever against another person, regardless of how justified you may feel that you are. Offenses come through several venues. One is that a person may become offended because of mistreatment or neglect by others, either real or perceived. We live in a day when many people can look back to their childhood and point out instances of abuse, neglect, mistreatment, lack of love. And many people have become very offended at their parents as a result of looking at and dwelling on the past. And yet God calls us all, regardless of our past, to walk as a person unoffended, a person who quickly forgives, a person who does not take up offense or harbor offense in our heart against those in our lives who may have mistreated or neglected us. Sometimes offense is only perceived offense, where the other party had no intention whatsoever to hurt or offend the person who's offended. I recall a story of a friend who's a minister telling my husband and I of his childhood, where his parents were divorced and he and his brother lived with their mother until she fell into a terrible trap of drug abuse, and they were eventually removed from the custody of the mother forcibly by the Child Protective Services and ended up in a series of foster homes. The young man became deeply offended at his father for not ever rescuing him from the foster homes that he lived in as a young teenager. And it was not until he was an adult that he found out the truth of the matter. The father had petitioned the courts over and over again for custody of his sons. And yet it was in a day when we're not prone to give children to a single parent. So this perceived offense had grown in this young man's life from being offended to becoming bitter, deeply bitter toward his father. And this offense just worked on him until he was an adult and he was able, by the grace of God, to see the truth of the matter, to forgive the father, and to receive God's forgiveness for being so resentful towards his father and holding that offense so dearly to his heart. But see, many people become offended at perceptions that are not even accurate. Satan works hard at getting misunderstanding to work between people so that people will become offended at others when there truly was nothing but a misunderstanding there. I've seen this operate in churches many, many times. And when people will not take the scriptural injunction to go to the brother who you think has sinned against you or offended you, then this type of offense and misunderstanding can work its way in and become blown out of proportion and become an open door for great oppression and other sin to enter in. Some people become offended when others have not fulfilled their expectations. Do you realize that when you have high expectations of other people, whether they be a spouse or a parent, that you have set up an idol in your heart that will surely disappoint you? Because people cannot fulfill your expectations in life, and Satan works very hard to get you to become offended when people do not fulfill your expectations. God wants you to love people without expecting anything in return. We're to live a life of servanthood that doesn't look to other people to get our pleasure and our joy in life, but we look to the Lord. And the side benefit when we walk a life of love is that we do reap what we sow. We will reap love in our life, life when we walk in love toward others. But don't let false expectations of other people and then yourself becoming offended at them not being able to fulfill those expectations become a trap in your life. You need to confess those expectations as sin to God, because they really are that, whether it be in a marriage or other relationship. Lastly, I'll mention that you may become offended at God because of disappointments in your life, which you feel God either caused or allowed. You know, when the time is pulled back like a curtain at the end of the ages, we will see our lives and we will see circumstances clearly the way God sees them. And we will then find out that many of the things that people laid at the doorstep of God with blame had absolutely nothing to do with God. Many people become offended when a person dies or a person does this or that, and yet they do not understand the fullness of the situation. They don't see it clearly, and they blame God. You will find out that the things that you've held against God really did not belong there at all. Allow God to help you today to be free from the spirit of offense. Pray with me right now. If you know in your heart you have been offended at someone else or even at God, say, Father God, I confess becoming offended at others and at you as sin. I ask you to cleanse me of the spirit of offense. Help me to walk in love and walk full of grace toward others, just like Jesus did, so that I can truly say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do when people mistreat or misuse me. I want to have the spirit of Jesus in my life, and I commit this to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.